Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Dr. Paul Gray. He's the CEO of Coda Wireless. They're specialists in mobile broadband, and we're going to talk about a facet of it involving traffic. Isn't that right, Dr. Paul?
That's correct. So we have these new systems that are really offering, improvements in safety, mobility, and environmental improvements as well.
So, I mean, we're just talking about smart traffic. Are we talking about intelligent vehicles, or like a synergy of the two?
I think it's a synergy of the two. So it's both onboard units, which is smart vehicles, and also roadside units, really effectively creating smart roads.
Now, has the industry figured out what to call it yet? I mean, I've heard V2V, I've heard smart traffic, I've heard all kinds of terms, but is anybody using any one term to cover it all?
No, I think it suffers a little bit from not having a very good name for it collectively. Its most common terms are things like, quite awful acronyms in some ways. Dedicated short-range communications, the BSOV, or a mashup of both V2V for vehicle-to-vehicle and V2I for vehicle-to-infrastructure, which a lot of people have started to call V2X, but not terribly descriptive.
I can imagine. Now, is it the same issue on the standard and regulatory front? Are we looking at a bunch of different standards, a patchwork, or is it being done piecemeal, or is there some central organizing effort to make sure this all can work with itself?
Now, I think that is being done quite well. In regions, for example, within the United States, there's a group of standards published with the IEEE and SAE, which are really quite an effective group of standards which are being tested in trials today. And then, across in Europe, they're doing a similar group of standards, mostly run by ETSI, which are different, but there's a reasonable amount of synergy there. In fact, there's actually a joint US-European-Japanese task force which is looking at actually harmonizing these standards internationally even.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you're currently involved in a project for smart traffic at the present time.
Yeah, certainly. So at the moment in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the U.S. Department of Transport is running a trial, or actually what they refer to as a model deployment called Safety Pilot. And it's the biggest trial of this technology that's happened to date. There's been small trials around the world, but this is certainly the biggest. And they refer to it as a model deployment. They're really trying to, in miniature, deploy all the elements that are needed on a national basis and really to test how well they work. So as we speak in Ann Arbor, Michigan, there's a fleet of 2,800 vehicles on the roads there, which is a mixture of mostly passenger vehicles, but also transit vehicles and most recently some motorcycles as well, to really try and see what can be done for vulnerable road users such as motorcycle riders.
Well, and that's very interesting, Paul, because the aspect of the smart traffic, it has to include all the traffic or it's not going to be as useful as it can be, and it has to include things like motorcycles and eventually, I would imagine, even bicycles.
Yeah, certainly bicycles and pedestrians as well. There's a lot of work being done to see how improvements can be made between interactions between traffic and pedestrians. So, for example, having smartphones that could also connect to vehicles as well as what's predominating at the moment, which is vehicles communicating with vehicles.
Now, we are a power magazine, so obviously the first question that's going to come out of my mouth is, are there power savings to be involved in this? I mean, it would lend itself to believe so, but efficiencies of scale should save something.
Yeah, certainly. So the U.S. Department of Transport's three-pronged attack for this technology is really focused on what they refer to as safety mobility environment. So safety first and foremost, what can be done to actually avoid accidents in the first place, I think there's no doubt that the vehicles are safer than they've ever been, but at the same time, the number of accidents is on increase, and so we need to do something to avoid the accidents. But at the same time, we also need to be addressing things like congestion, you know, really keeping cars moving, because that really has quite a significant impact on the economy, and also just the amount of time that people spend in traffic. And that also has the dual of the environment, in that, you know, really the cars stuck in traffic are actually, you know, producing emissions that, you know, are frankly unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. And wasting energy in the process.
Indeed.
So now, where exactly do you fit in? I mean, where does COTA fit into this whole project? I mean, at what level, at what stage, what infrastructure?
Yeah, totally. So we're really an equipment vendor. So we actually make the onboard units and the roadside units that really allow the vehicles to communicate wirelessly with each other and with the infrastructure. So really, we're the one to enable that communications link. And then others would actually be doing things like all the back office applications and so on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So beyond that, let's talk then about COTA in a general sense. Beyond smart traffic technologies, what palette of services and products do you offer to the industry?
A number of them. So it's an interesting market because it's certainly greenfield, and you know, it's not a technology that's in production vehicles today. So at the moment, we're in the phase of what I call the trial market. So, you know, there's a lot of equipment we start selling to these trials and so on, but now we're starting to see movements towards what I call the deployment market, which is really, you know, trying to get the technology into production vehicles and so on, and, you know, aftermarket as well. And so, you know, what we're focused on right now is you know, those design wins of the first production vehicles that are going to be deployed with the technology.
So, let's say I'm an engineer and I walk in your front door and I want to do something. You've got engineers standing by, you've got support for design, you do all of those things, I imagine.
Yes, it's quite a rich set of applications and technologies that are necessary to make these systems work. So obviously you have the wireless communications, which is the communications here is based on the ubiquitous Wi-Fi standards, so they're quite similar to those. But additionally, you need to have the position of the vehicle known, so it's all about GPS technology, because essentially what we're doing with the wireless technology is imagine you're transmitting 10 times a second your position, speed, and heading of your vehicle, and other vehicles serving it. So you need good position, but you also need to have interfaces to the vehicle, you need to have applications running, you need computer machine interfaces, so you need to have be able to generate warnings to the driver and to extra information such as traffic conditions, or even applications such as the so-called green wave application, where you're actually telling the driver what the optimal speed is to reach the next green light.
Got you. Well, so now, how does our audience find out more information?
I think about the technology in general, I think it's worth going to the U.S. Department of Transport's ITS Joint Project Office website. That has a lot of information about the technology in general. And I think that's its.dot.gov. To learn more about COTA's offerings in the space, you go to our website, which is, CohdaWireless.com, so that's CoHDA Wireless, all one word, .com.
Excellent. Is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode, Paul?
I think just that, this is quite an exciting area to be in. As I mentioned, it's greenfield, and, we're very proud to be involved in these, emerging systems, which are really all about, trying to make roads safer and trying to make roads move more smoothly.
Excellent. Well, Paul, I would like to really thank you for taking the time to be with us today, because we're entering such a brave new world, as it were. We're making up the future as we go along. Intelligent traffic systems, ubiquitous computing, you know, you could point your finger in any direction and see disruptive change occurring everywhere. So I'm really glad you had a chance to come to the show and tell us a little bit about this.
Thank you.
Well, the pleasure is ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Palt for Palt on Power. Have a great day.